for the race for governor, and now we turn to the U.S. Senate, where a familiar name, familiar voice, good guy, Ken Buck, is running once again for the U.S. Senate, this time to beat back the radical Mark Udall. Good evening, Ken Buck. It is good to have you here, sir.
Jimmy, it's a pleasure to be on the first show of what I'm sure is going to be a long run for Jimmy Singenberg. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. And I do want to start, since we just had Gessler on, we're having you on. Just tell everybody the significance of being on a show with me and the opportunities that that brings, because you know better than anybody else.
Well, everybody knows about the Singenberger bump. When you are on a show with you, there is an immediate bump in the polls, and I just can't wait to be on with you next week and the week after and the week after that.
I don't think we're going to do it every single week, but we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll give everybody the opportunity for that bump. But it's good to have you here, sir. And it's really good to have you here, especially given your successful battle with cancer. I want to congratulate you on that. Before we continue, tell us about that and what that was like, hearing that news about it, and then going through the process and finally beating it.
You know, it was very tough on the family, but at the same time, it brought us together. Got the news, and for me, in the way I operate, I immediately went into, okay, we've got to formulate a plan, and we've got to get the best doctors, and we've got to get the right circumstances to make this a positive outcome. And so I was busy doing all those things. The emotions caught up with me a couple weeks later, but my wife Perry certainly was caught up immediately in those emotions, and so it was tough. There were a lot of prayer warriors out there, and so many kind people with emails and cards and other things, and it was just wonderful. I, as a prosecutor, oftentimes see the worst part of our society, and being ill and having people rally around was really just a wonderful feeling, and just reinforced what I know is the great part of humanity.
And I just want to say, I mean, since you mentioned your wonderful wife, Perry, I mean, she, during this time when you were battling the cancer, she was really pounding the pavement, doing good work at the state legislature, doing her civic duty for which the people of Weld County and the other parts of the state that she represents elected her. And so I think that really shows something about Perry as well.
It does, and it was very difficult on Perry not to be here with me. As much as she would have liked, she certainly came home some evenings and she was here every weekend, but there were times where we weren't together and it was tough on her and it was tough on me. But, God has a way of providing, and my daughter she graduated early from college and came home in January to live here and had a job nearby. And it turned out that I was diagnosed in March. So she was here while Perry wasn't here. And that was a great feeling and comfort also.
Oh, I have no doubt about it. We are talking to Ken Buck, U.S. Senate candidate, and now you've beaten cancer. Now you've decided to run for U.S. Senate again. Why run this time around?
You know, Jimmy, the same motivation really as last time. It is a time in our country's history where we are going to have to make a decision whether we're going to go with more government or less, more regulation or less, more burden on our children and grandchildren. One of the reasons I'm hoping that your show is so successful is because you're going to have to pay a lot of taxes to take care of my Social Security. And I just think it is absolutely immoral, the burden that we are placing on the younger generation to take care of the debts that my generation is incurring. And I want to go back to Washington, D.C., and I want to be a voice for limited government. I want to be a voice for some common sense answers to the questions that are facing this country.
Going through a campaign for office, no matter what level, but especially something of the level of the U.S. Senate, certainly teaches you a lot of lessons. Is there anything that you think that you've learned from previous experience that can really enhance your potential to do well and be effective this go-around?
I learned a lot of lessons. I learned that there are some incredibly great people that give of their time and treasure. I also learned that there are some people in politics that probably couldn't find a job anywhere else because they just have absolutely no value system, no moral compass, and it's an interesting endeavor because it's not the reasons I'm getting into this. If we could debate Obamacare, if we could debate the economic policies of the Obama administration, if we could debate the foreign policy, I would be happy to sit down with Senator Udall and have a full hour discussion on the Jimmy Sangerberger show about the Syria issue. I'm absolutely positive that no Democrat wants to do that. There have been so many embarrassments. And so really the thing that I learned and has really stuck with me and what I need to do and Republicans need to do in this election cycle is to focus on the issues that the voters care about and stay focused on those and don't let the liberal media and don't let the liberal candidates take us off of the things that the U.S. Senate is really doing into other areas that it just doesn't work on.
Sure. And you mentioned two key issues there that I wanted to talk about with you. Ken Buck, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in the Colorado primary. And the first would be defunding Obamacare. Now, you've come out saying, well, we should be defunding Obamacare. And I agree with you. I want to, before I get your take on it, I want to play some criticism of our shared position that Jonah Goldberg had on Fox News just yesterday. And then get your take on this and get your take overall on the reasons why this fight against Obamacare must continue and is so important. Here's Jonah Goldberg yesterday.
Thank you all. We had this vote today on the House side, funds the government through December 15th. But strips funding for Obamacare and now heads to the Senate. Jonah, is this a kamikaze mission?
I don't know if it's a kamikaze mission. There's definitely a lot of kabuki theater in it, to find another Japanese word. It is, in some ways, there has been this, it's sort of like a long con where you try to convince people to part with their money. And the trick is that the con artists are supposed to leave before they realize it's a con. And what's happened here is that this whole defund Obamacare thing has been exposed with the sort of the con artists still left out there. I mean, I like Ted Cruz. I like Mike Lee. But these guys have been selling a plan that simply won't work. And they've been denouncing anyone who says it won't work as prematurely surrendering, when in fact all they were doing was just predicting where the facts would take them.
So
to that point, I want to go ahead.
That would be Jonah Goldberg, a conservative writer at National Review and other things. How do you respond to that? Is trying to defund Obamacare a kamikaze mission or just kabuki theater? Or is there a real legitimate reason to put up that fight?
I think there's a legitimate reason, Jimmy. We cannot allow Obamacare to become one of the entitlements in this country. We've got to deal with health care. We've got to create more of a marketplace. We've got to give a patient-centered health care system a chance. We've got to give consumers the information they need to make good choices. We've got to do a better job educating the public about their personal accountability for their health and give them incentives. And if Obamacare becomes a part of our cultural expectation, we have lost. We can't afford another huge entitlement like Obamacare. So, you know, first of all, defunding it is a little bit of a misnomer. We actually will be only dealing with the discretionary part of the Obamacare formula, the IRS agents, the folks that are actually yet to be funded in that budget. But if we don't make a very strong case to the public why this should happen, shame on us, because in 20 years it will be a disaster on the budget.
Having researched Obamacare a great deal myself, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, we cannot risk having another entitlement that includes not just entitlements, but also includes taxes and regulations and restrictions on businesses. I mean, I was meeting last week with the guy who was in the insurance company, and he told me the morning before we met for lunch that he was literally just going through regulations, period. No productive work. The day before, he was doing a CE class focused on Obamacare largely. This is something that is really affecting businesses where they're not able to be productive. Instead, they have more paperwork to work on, Ken Buck. They have more tasks that they have to complete in order to meet with these government mandates and regulations. And it's constraining businesses' ability to be productive and to help grow our prosperity, especially when so many people are struggling.
Well, and it's not just that. There are so many businesses now that are laying off employees or cutting back on hours.
Precisely.
To avoid the effects. This is having effect of manipulating the marketplace in a counterproductive way when we are very vulnerable in our recovery from a recession. And it's just the wrong program at the wrong time in this country's history.
Absolutely. And it's something that is that everybody just needs to be waking up and seeing. But at least there is popular opposition to Obamacare. And that certainly is something that works in the favor of Republicans. Again, our guest is Ken Buck. He's the district attorney for Weld County and also running for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate here in Colorado. Ken, when we talk about Libya, for example, and we talk about Syria, this administration, in my mind, seems to be not able to really assess what is going on and come up with proper conclusions that build America's respect on the world stage and prepare us for anything that might come at us. What's your assessment of the Obama administration and their handling of these different crises that have come up?
I think it's schizophrenic. On the one hand, we have a president that understands that he has to create an image of a strong leader in this country, and a large part of that is flexing his muscle overseas. On the other hand, we have a president who really doesn't believe in military action, doesn't believe that the United States is a superior country, that we are special in the world's history. And as a result, he takes a step forward and two backwards and a couple on the side, and the foreign policy direction is really a mess. In Syria, he announced that we were going to strike Syria. Then he announces, which makes no sense at all, because Syria's obviously going to move many of the prime targets that we're going to try to hit. Then he announces that he's going to go to Congress because he realizes that there's public sentiment against the move against in Syria. Then he acts like Vladimir Putin is some kind of great ally of the United States, and he finds a way out of this. It's really an embarrassment on the world stage, and we were played, and we have lost credibility with our allies, and we look weaker with our enemies like Iran and others.
You know you should be concerned when the ex-KGB agent has just prevented a Nobel Peace Prize winner from starting a war, Ken Buck. We're gonna take a quick break here on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, and when we come back, we'll finish up with Ken Buck, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, delve into the Syria question and also a couple of other things that are burning in my mind for this race. Keep it here on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, Newstalk 710 KNUS. We'll be right back. Grooving along right here on Newstalk 710 KNUS. Jimmy Sangenberger here with you. Thanks so much for joining us on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, where we continue with our guest, U.S. Senate candidate Ken Buck, who is vying once again for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. And before we broke, Ken, we were talking about foreign policy, specifically the incoherent policies of the Obama administration. Now, we just saw in the last couple of weeks, President Obama, as you identified, switch his positions, and he basically gave a speech to the nation promoting why, if it becomes necessary, we might need to go to war or, attack Syria. This after trying to build up the case for, we will definitely need to take military action, and then he finally flips on that with Vladimir Putin and so forth. What do you think we should be looking at and considering in Syria in terms of our course of action? Should we let this play through? Is there another way that we should be handling the Middle East away from what President Obama has done? Where do you come down on this?
Well, I tell you, early on, I challenged Mark Udall to announce that he was against any military use of force in Syria. We cannot interfere in the civil wars of other countries unless we have a direct U.S. interest involved, and we don't in this case. What happened was horrific. Assad should be held to account for his war crimes, and he should be punished. But we should not risk U.S. lives in this situation. We should not be using our military might. The real threat in the Middle East is Iran and Iran's nuclear capability.
And you know, President Obama has become nice pen pals with the new president of Iran.
Yeah, and that's going to get us a long ways down this road. Really, the Iranians are always talking one game on the world stage, while they continue to build. And it's obviously a threat to Israel because of their attitudes and rhetoric towards Israel. But it's just as much a threat to our oil interests in Saudi Arabia and other countries if Iran gets a nuclear weapon and has the capability to deliver it some distance. That would change the balance of power in the Middle East and would cause great concern for our interests there. And so we are aiming in the wrong direction when we are focusing on Syria.
All right, yeah, I agree. We should not be involved. There isn't a specific national security interest, and that's what we have to be looking at is what are the interests for the United States, and does this best serve those interests? We are running out of time with our guest, Ken Buck, U.S. Senate candidate on the Republican side. Unfortunately, time just flies in these programs. So really quick, what do you think are the most important issues that are facing this country today that really underscore the need to replace the Democrat-controlled Senate with a Republican-controlled Senate, and most specifically, having somebody like you, a Republican, replace Mark Udall?
I'll tell you, the Admiral Mullen was asked in a hearing in Congress what he considered the greatest threat. Now, you would think a career military man who's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the time would say Iran or North Korea or China or some other threat to the United States or Al-Qaeda, some terrorist organization. What he said was our deficit, our debt. And I absolutely agree with him. It takes away our flexibility to deal with military issues around the world. It puts at risk the very safety net that we are so proud of in this country, Social Security, Medicare, and other programs that take care of the most vulnerable in our society. And if we don't deal with that debt, and the Democrats refuse to, and frankly, Jimmy, a lot of the Republicans back there are not strong on this issue. We need to send conservative Republicans to Washington, D.C. to deal with this issue.
Oh, it to me is so crucial that we get it under control. And, you know, President Obama just said, and we'll talk about this in the next hour, President Obama just said, Ken, and unfortunately I can't really get a response from you because we're pretty much out of time, but he just said that raising the debt ceiling is not remotely the same as spending more money. I don't think he understands economics, do you?
Absolutely crazy. And Jimmy, just one last plug, if I can. If
sure.
folks would go to buckforcolorado.com, we'd love to have them look over our website and our issues and sign up for emails and also email us with their feedback. I'd really appreciate that.
All right. And those of you out there who are running for office, take Ken's word. You want the Sangenberger bump. Thanks so much, Ken Buck, for your time this evening.
Thank you, Jimmy. Take care.
All right, you as well. 303-696-1971 is the telephone number. We'd love to have your thoughts on any of the issues that we've covered, plus a lot more. I'll give my take on several things going on and open up the phones to you. 303-696-1971. We'll be right back here on The Jimmy Sangenberger Show. Don't go anywhere.